Nevada this week became the 36th state to ban gay marriage. But the reality is that many same-sex couples do live together in long-term relationships. When such couples split up, they pose a problem for the courts. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, many gay people exiting a relationship say the courts are ill-equipped or unwilling to help them get what they say is their fair share.
If, as they say, breaking up is hard to do, it's especially so if you're lesbian or gay, like Jack Venzer. He'd spent nearly 20 years with his partner, Joe Barry, when Barry left a note on the kitchen table and walked out. Now, Venzer says he's worried he's going to be forced out of his home.
This is the library, and kids did their homework here.
Over the last two decades, while Barry moved up at a downtown law firm, Venzer says he did everything domestic, from managing their massive home renovation to cooking and entertaining.
So, like, when we'd have the law firm parties or whatever here, we'd do the 150 people, no sweat. It was great.
Right after Barry left, he offered Venzer monthly support, and he let Venzer stay in the house. But then he changed his mind. And now, Venzer says because he has no marriage contract, he could legally end up with no support and no right to assets that would probably have been shared 50-50 if he'd been married. He's asking the courts to enforce what he calls the implied contract in their, quote, de facto marriage. But so far, the courts have refused.
The first thing everybody said to me was like, oh my God, Jack, you're like a housewife of the 50s. You have no rights. This is the budding era, just like it was for women in the late 50s or 60s. The guy can just walk all over you.
Barry declined to be interviewed on tape for this report, but from his perspective, Venzer is simply being greedy. In court papers, he says, since the two were never married, Venzer has no legal claim. But Venzer says Barry, who's an outspoken champion of gay marriages, is trying to have it both ways, demanding that gays get the same rights as married folks, while at the same time telling the court that his own 20-year relationship should not count as a marriage.
I mean, you know, you got to pay the price if you want the rights.
It may be a sign of how far the gay rights movement has come that even 10 years ago, people in Venzer's situation would not have thought to go to a lawyer. But today, attorneys like Fred Hertz in San Francisco say they can barely keep up with what Hertz describes as a boom in gay divorce.
I see people being thrown out of homes that they helped pay for 20 years. I see people being deprived of access to the children they considered to be theirs for 10 and 15 years. And I see people do what probably every divorcing spouse would love to do, which is to say, I never loved you, and it's all mine.
Only in Vermont, the one state in the nation to allow civil unions, can same-sex couples get a kind of official divorce through the courts. But even there, there are problems. While out-of-staters are welcome to get hitched in Vermont, the courts will not help them get unhitched. And since other states don't recognize their civil unions in the first place, they won't officially dissolve them either. So for guys like Glenn Rosengarten, who traveled with his partner from their home in Connecticut to be civilly united in the Vermont mountains, there's basically no way out.
It does seem a bit surreal. It's been a year and a half, and I have these handcuffs on, and we're really trapped in this relationship.
Not just morally or psychologically trapped, but on a practical level, Rosengarten worried his ex could one day make a legal claim to his estate if their relationship was never officially dissolved. He was in the midst of trying to force the Connecticut courts to undo his civil union when he died of a long illness last week. Suzanne Goldberg is a professor at Rutgers Newark Law School.
It's kind of ironic that one of the most important reasons to have marriage available to lesbian and gay couples is to facilitate a breakup.
But opponents of gay marriage say just because same-sex couples have difficulties when their relationships end, it's no reason to grant them new rights when they begin. Peter Spring with the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., says just like unmarried heterosexuals, gay couples can still protect themselves by drawing up contracts to divvy up everything from the house to the cars and the cats.
If people are going to choose to live in these relationships, they need to see a lawyer and make private contractual arrangements rather than asking the courts to treat them like a married couple.
But even Spring concedes it is a heavy burden to put on a starry-eyed, loving couple who's just starting out. Just like married couples may wish, after the fact, that they had signed a prenuptial agreement, most never quite bring themselves to do it before they tie the knot. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Milton, Massachusetts.